As Saint Vincent and the Grenadines marked another year of independence, the call to strengthen the nation's health has never been louder. True independence, health experts say, comes not only from political freedom, but from the ability of citizens to live strong, active, and self-sufficient lives. Community dietitian in the Ministry of Health, Wellness, and the Environment, Melody Hercules, is reminding Vincentians that a healthy diet is the foundation of independence and longevity.
Proper nutrition plays a powerful role in both preventing and managing chronic diseases like diabetes and hypertension, which can seriously impact a person's independence if left uncontrolled. And we know this because persons who are diabetic, if uncontrolled, it can lead to nerve damage and they feel tingling in their feet, and then that could lead to persons getting sores and not checking it, and then you have to cut off a toe, then the foot, then up to the knee, and you can't move about as you were before because you're missing a leg or two, or sometimes you can affect your vision so it can't see properly. And even with the hypertension, it can affect your kidneys. Persons end up needing dialysis and you have to be out there 3-4 times a week. So all these conditions, if left uncontrolled, and that's the keyword, uncontrolled, can lead to a lot of other problems that can affect our quality of life. So it's important for us to eat properly and help regulate blood sugar levels. That includes whole grains, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and fiber-rich foods helps keep blood sugar levels steady. Fiber slows the absorption of sugar into the bloodstream, preventing spikes and crashes that can lead to fatigue.
Hercules says, what we put on our plates today determines how freely we move tomorrow. But she's warning against what she calls a growing fry culture and is urging Vincentians to rethink how meals are prepared.
A lot of things are filled with oil, frying, margarine. So we do have a fry culture. Fry fish and bakes. Fry breadfruit. We like to fry everything. Especially if we have leftover stuff, we can fry everything. We focus on not taking away anything that we like to eat, but just looking at how we prepare it. So choosing healthier cooking methods. So traditional dishes like fried fish and breadfruit chips or fried plantains can be made lighter by grilling. So we can roast our breadfruit instead of frying it. We can bake our plantain. We can boil and steam our plantain. We can steam and boil the fish. There's so many other cooking methods that we can utilize outside of frying when it comes to still enjoying our local dishes, and we can still enjoy them. They're just not fries. It's a bit healthier for us, and we're not trying to tell persons, oh, don't eat local or don't eat the things you like to eat, but there's always a better way to prepare it, and we need to try to stray away from strictly frying and open up our minds to these other healthy cooking methods. Also use local produce generally. Support local.
Beyond food choices and preparation, Hercules reminds that one of the simplest yet most powerful tools for better health is often overlooked: hydration.
So when it comes to support, it supports the physical strength and mobility. Water helps to transport nutrients to muscles and joints, keeping them flexible and functioning properly. When the body is dehydrated, we have muscle cramps, which I'm sure most of us have experienced before, fatigue, dizziness, which can increase the risk of falls and injuries. So sometimes time with these is not because of sugar, but just because you're dehydrated as well. It also aids in digestion and circulation. Proper hydration supports digestion by helping the body absorb nutrients and prevent constipation, a common issue among older adults. We say, oh yes, I'm eating all my fruits and vegetables, but then you're not drinking water to help the body absorb it. So it's not really getting into your system. It helps to regulate body temperature and energy levels. When dehydrated, individuals may feel weak, making it hard to carry out daily activities or exercise. Both are important for staying active and self-sufficient, and it helps promote cognitive function and mental clarity. The brain is highly sensitive to fluid balance. Even mild dehydration can cause headaches.
Community dietitian in the Ministry of Health, Wellness, and the Environment, Melody Hercules. As the nation concludes its independence celebration, Hercules says taking responsibility for your health is one of the most patriotic acts of all. Because when citizens are healthy, mobile, and strong, St. Vincent and the Grenadines stands stronger too. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.